Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Mark van Jaarsveld is Chief Executive Officer at Community Active Protection at CAP Security. Mark, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. It's always wonderful to be with you and your team, and good morning to all the listeners.
So just give us a bit of a background to the story.
So, I mean, look, the nature of all criminal investigations are by their very nature quite sensitive, you know. So the investigation is at a very sensitive stage, and the team currently is still in the process of, you know, collecting further evidence and doing what needs to be done in order to bring him successfully before court. But I think, you know, what we can discuss this morning is largely known in the public domain, and that is that unfortunately, you know, there was this individual that, you know, roughly about 2 years ago started to set homes alight. You know, the reasoning behind that I think will come out in time, but obviously dealing with someone who, you know, I'm not a psychologist, but I would,
yes.
I would assume, you know,
deeply troubled.
Just, deeply troubled. And it's been a long road working, you know, very hard with the police and with other security role players, to eventually identify him and locate him, which, you know, thankfully, was done, during the course of yesterday. After many months of intense work and intense investigations. And I think we all just share the relief that we've uncovered this monster.
Yeah. And how closely did you work with the SAPS? Because your statement certainly seemed to point in that direction, that there was some very good cooperation between the two organizations.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, as you know, we were established in 2006 to fight violent crime in our communities. Part of our mandate is to assist the police and to develop those relationships, which over 17 years that CAP's been in existence, we've done. So the Gauteng Serious and Violent Crimes Unit is a unit that we work very, very closely with on virtually a daily basis, you know, normally arresting robbers and all types of other criminals. But, you know, very seldomly do we get involved in arson cases, thankfully, because they haven't.
And this must be completely different because the whole investigation goes down a very different path to somebody's robbing, buying, you know, stealing something to on sale. You know, there's a very different, the whole network is very different, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, isn't one.
There's many moving parts to it. I think part of probably the greatest challenge is that, you know, in an arson case, a lot of evidence is destroyed by the nature of the fire and all of that type of stuff that you may have, you know, in other cases. And there's obviously other parts to it that have made it a little bit more complicated in you know, in identifying him and locating him and all those types of things. But, you know, I think the police did a sterling job. They really, you know, I don't think people understand the extent to the hours that have been put in and, you know, just on the video footage alone that has to be collected, watched, reviewed across hundreds and hundreds of homes. Every time there's, you know, incident to try and uncover something that gives us, you know, a lead or anything like that. It's just been such an immense effort from so many different people, you know, ourselves included, the police, other security companies that were also affected. So it was really like a wonderful collaboration across, you know, so many different players that ultimately led to the success yesterday.